Getting Up to Date. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today, getting up to date. One of the most challenging things that we have to do in our life is to stay up to date. To stay up to date with what's going on in our world, and what's going on in our mind, and what's going on in our heart, what's going on in our life. Stay up to date. Now, how are you going to stay up to date? I enjoy so many of the things that come, the Christmas cards and all of the greetings that come from our friends from all over the world. It's really quite a glorious experience. When I was a child, if I had thought of having friends all over the world that I'd actually gone and met and experienced, I would be it'd be unbelievable. It'd be just something that I could not imagine. But today, it is not unimaginable at all. It's quite common, because people fly all over the place. People fly everywhere. I look at Anita, and I see her 1 minute in Switzerland, 1 minute here on campus, 1 minute in New Zealand, enjoying all of the things that she's doing. And then another time she's in Italy, and she's just everywhere. And there's no limit to what she can do. And she's not what you would call a wealthy person as far as finances go, yet she has the money to take her wherever she wants to go. And wherever she wants to go, she has a lovely home to live in, she has lovely food to eat, she has lovely circumstances for herself. She creates this in a beautiful way. Now, when I was a child, to think that that was possible would be just really utterly amazing. I remember listening to some of the radio commentators who were traveling to China and were traveling around the world, and they'd give reports from where they were, and I thought, my goodness, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? And yet, I do that myself right now. I traveled around the world, going here and there, and doing things that just are just unbelievable, not a short time ago. And yet, how can I do that? How can I get up to date? How can I stay current on all the things that I'm doing? Well, by not paying attention to yesterday. The more that I listen to myself thinking about yesterday, the more I am dwelling on yesterday, in yesterday, and the less I'm dwelling on today. Now, the more that I can train myself to dwell in today, on today, and live in the exciting adventure that today has to offer, the more wonderful the day is, and the more fantastic it is, and the more beautiful days I have. Because I'm able to live in the now, to live in the present tense, to live in my thinking right now, and not think about something else. Now, for instance, if you take a book, you take a novel, and you're going to read this book, and you're going to read all about the adventures of somebody somewhere. You know, let's say Tarzan in the jungles. And you have a good imagination, and you let yourself wander right into the imagination of Tarzan in the jungles. And here he is, this young man, flying from tree to tree on the branches, living with the apes there, going around and pounding his chest and shouting out the gorilla's cry, and just having a great time, and diving into the lakes and the ponds and the rivers, and interacting with the animals there, never killing them, never hurting them, but being one with them, and the animals being one with him. It's sort of a fantasy. What a wonderful fantasy. It's a glorious experience. It teaches so many possibilities of what I'm doing. Now, as I relate this to you, as I relate the story that I have read or the movie that I've seen in Tarzan, I'm right there with Tarzan. In fact, I'm Tarzan. I'm Tarzan doing those things. I'm swinging from tree to tree, and I'm having this ape as my mother, and I'm having all the other apes as my brothers and sisters, and just having a great old time. And I pound my chest, and I say, ah, and when I shout out like that, then all the animals of the jungle stop what they're doing and listen. And is my shout a shout, say, come on, let's go play? Or is it a shout, come on, we have a job to do. Come on, there's a foul thing afoot we have to take care of. And then little by little, that plays itself out, and it's a wonderful adventure. What a wonderful, wonderful adventure. Yes, getting up to date is something easy to do if we'll just let go and be ourselves right now. As I was reading the Adventures of Tarzan, I was being the Adventures of Tarzan. I was seeing myself swinging through the trees, just having a great old time. And as I swung through the trees, I felt so commanding. I didn't feel out of place. I didn't feel strange wearing a loincloth. I didn't feel strange flying between the tree branches. I didn't feel strained, or I didn't feel my muscles were overworking. The most natural thing in the world. I did it in my thought. I did it in my mind. I did it in the now. And then, as I might read another book and take another adventure, living with the Himalayan masters, and I was Swami Rama, and I was living in the Himalayas, and I was living in a cave, and I was eating a few grains of rice every day as my master was eating a few grains of rice. And it was the most natural thing in the world. And I was able to understand and learn all the things that my master wanted to teach me so that I could go out and be a master and teach too. Getting up to date is just taking our mind and living every adventure now. Not thinking that when I was a kid I did this, or when I last year I did this, or a few years ago I did this. It was right now. When I think of the people that have attended the seminars that I've given around the world over the many, many years, I remember them people by people, person by person, face by face. And if I say Katie Fink of Munich, Germany, I'm right there with Katie. And as I think of Katie, and I think of her learning how to walk on fire and describing it to our group and telling us how glorious it was and how many times she walked back and forth across the fire, and she said, you know, it was cool wet moss. It was cool wet moss. We visualized her walking across this cool wet moss, and that was quite logical, quite reasonable. And then we tried to visualize her walking across fire, and we couldn't do it because we could not see her walking on fire. And indeed, she was not walking on fire. She had recreated the fire to be cool, wet moss, and so it was. We can take any day of our life, however exciting or however dull and dreary it might have been, and we can recreate it in a flash. It was a very dull day. The sky was overcast, and it was drizzly and wet, and I wasn't prepared for it. And it just was a terrible, terrible day. And then I looked up, and I saw this person coming across the room. And I looked over, and I said to myself, my goodness, why am I paying attention to that person? Why am I paying attention to that person? I look at the person, and I say, wow, what a beautiful lady. What a beautiful girl. And then I have the courage to go over and say to her, hey, you're a very beautiful person. And instead of telling me to mind my own business and get lost, she says, well, thank you very much. She says, I was attracted to come over and talk to you. Wow, me? You want to talk to me? Oh, super. And that was the beginning of a wonderful relationship. It was the beginning of a wonderful... I can remember that moment, that day, that experience. And I remember how dreary the day was and how I thought, what a sad, sorry day. And then, zoom, that shot of sunlight came careening into my life and lifting up my heart and lifting up my being. And I was getting up to date. Oh, yes. I can remember that, and I can live in that memory if I wish. But rather, I live in the now. And I live in the thought. Well, I have no memories, because every memory that might be a memory for somebody else, to me, is a reality right now. I am Tarzan reading that book right now. I'm living every one of those adventures that he lived, and I'm being the noble, glorious, intelligent, powerful, successful, happy being that he was and is, and I am that now. I am the perfect lover that found my beloved in a most dreary day, and the day became the brightest day of my life, and I live it now as I think it now. Yes, getting up to date is an exciting adventure. It's an exciting point of beingness in my world. And every moment of my life, I get up to date. And every moment of my life, my world becomes more and more glorious, more and more wonderful, more and more fantastic. All because I have chosen to live in the now. All because I have chosen to get up to date. All because I have chosen to do it now. It's my wonder, my choice, my experience, my life, my world. And that's what each of us can say for ourselves every moment of our life. And if we do that, we do not need any clocks or any calendars. We do not need any references to the past or the future, because we absolutely live now in the present moment. And there is no other time. There is no other moment. There is no other beingness. Life is so exciting and so wonderful. And it's that way because I made it so. Join with me in making your life the most exciting, joyful now adventure that ever was. No anticipation, living now fully, enjoying every aspect of whatever life is now. Have a lovely day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.